I should like to ask, we have some announcements to make, which it's important that be made at the very opening. And I should like to ask the Reverend George Plandenin, Rector of the Church of the Holy Apostles in Glendale, California, who has so ably served as the chairman of the Committee of Arrangements for this Congress, to come and make some announcements at this point.
Sorry for the late start of tonight's session. People were still coming in. We had a lot to do. We'll try very hard tomorrow and the next day to adhere strictly to our schedule. There are a number of things which I would like to remind you about. First of all, Father Snyder reminded you before evening prayer tonight that your badge is your ticket of admission to the Congress. It shows you paid your $15 or $20 and you are eligible to come into the hall. So please do not lose your badges or leave them in your rooms. Wear them as your ticket of admission. Secondly, we need to go into the matter of tomorrow morning's choral Eucharist, not really choral, but sung as much as we can without a choir here. And we're asking the clergy to vest in cassock, surplice, and red stole for a transferred observance of Holy Cross Day, and to go to the foyer near Lucas Place, which is back over here, the room with a kind of yellowish-gray terrazzo tile floor, and the clergy will assemble there for the procession. The bishops of the Episcopal Church and of the Anglican Church of Canada who will be processing will go to the Lucas Place room, which is over here with red walls on it. I think that's rather appropriate. And they will go there to ready themselves for the procession in the morning. Now, in response to a number of inquiries, the Committee on Arrangements wishes to make the following clarification as regards the liturgical participation of clerical visitors and observers from other Christian bodies. 1. Liturgical participation, including the procession of the clergy tomorrow morning, is to be confined to PICUSA clergy or non-PICUSA clergy who were in good standing within PICUSA upon the assembling of the 65th General Convention in Minneapolis. 2. Clergy in good standing with the Anglican Church of Canada are invited to participate. And 3. Members of other Christian bodies were not invited by the committee to participate because the committee felt that the Congress should be an in-house meeting of pre-Minneapolis Episcopalians and members of the Anglican Church of Canada. And I do hope that clarifies our position on this matter. Tomorrow morning's buffet breakfast following the principal Eucharist of the Congress will be held in the exhibition hall, which is the basement, in other words, and we will go down there after the service for our breakfast, which is included in your admission fee. There's nothing to pay tomorrow morning. Captain Swindell says that a number of people still have not picked up their breakfast tickets, and if you did pay your $15 or $20, you are entitled to your breakfast ticket. Father McClaskey of the Registration Committee wants everyone to be informed that there will be a bulletin board in the lobby for posting notes to friends. Somebody looking for somebody else. And that will be a lot of overuse, doesn't it? But this will be out in the foyer, and you can look up there if you're trying to find somebody who has left you a note. Finally, the sign-up for the speakers for tomorrow afternoon's public open discussion will take place immediately following this session tonight in the registration area, and Father Graves has people there who will sign you up if you wish to speak, and your application will go to the Credentials Committee. Now, tomorrow morning, the desk will also be open for further sign-ups for those who wish to speak at tomorrow's afternoon session. Thank you.